DJW, vamos.
WKN4RGN, what do you got mobile around doing?
I'm going out to get some grub. I haven't done that in weeks. First time in weeks. I told Amy, I said, do you want me to go out and get some supper for tonight instead of fixing it? She said, yeah. So, I'm going to go over to Little Rebel and get a cheeseburger. What are you up to?
Supper. Trying to get my act together here for 9 o'clock. Kind of have taken care of some paperwork and have decided what's going to happen this evening, and then I'll play American Legion in the morning, do the Reese Across America thing.
We'll figure out that what it is you needed to run, that VC distribute or whatever that was. Did you guys ever get that going?
I got it going on this other computer, so it's I've got it on the one on my desk now, so I've got my big screen back so that I can run it without a noisy computer in the background.
The B.
Dig it.
What did it turn out to be? What did you have to do to correct it?
He don't even remember now. He walked me through it. I know that, and we downloaded something, and then I put in the net software and away it went.
Give your database from the old one so that when you pull up names, the people you've already put in would pop up to the top of the list quicker.
I don't recall if I did that or not, but I haven't had an issue with it. I mean, they pop up in the database. It's in there. I think I did transfer that over. I believe I did. But if not, I managed to download the get the SCCs. We went to another place to pull the FCC. We had to go through some gyrations to get the FCC database because the way that it is, where you do it straight from the software, doesn't work. And we had to do some mental gymnastics there to go to another site and pull it down and then scoot it over, as I recall. I don't know. We figured it out and it works.
Keep the net control database with the current version that you're in. If you just move it, I mean, if you're moving it around, if you're moving computers around, if you follow the computers with that database, not the FCC database, but the net control database, there's two of them in that directory, then it'll keep people that checked in with you years and years ago. I have people that I don't hear their call sign for many years, and I pull them up. I double click on them after I enter them, and it pulls up a list of, you know, when they last checked in with me, and some of them are 10, 15 years ago. And that's kind of cool. But it only works if you follow, right, the computers as you go from one computer to another with the original database.
I can tell if they haven't been in my database before because there's no grid square for them. If they're new to me, the grid square hadn't been put in yet, because after the net, anybody that I haven't seen before, I'll double click on them to get their grid square and put them in there. And most of the things that I'm pulling up already have the grid square in it, so I must have pulled it over.
That's good. You'll appreciate that years from now, if you're still using it years from now. I've been using it ever since I was a ham, and so it's handy. If I disappear, it's because my turn up in line. I'm like second in line.
I don't want to keep you from your cheeseburger. So after you get your food, if you want to talk, I'll still be here. I'm kind of what I'm doing right now. I need both hands for. So I'm reloading my cigar box. So yeah, I'll be here.
All right. Well, I'm curious about your chasing. Your did you continue to watch? I think it was Saturn chasing Jupiter over the horizon at sunset or something like that, or sunrise. I'm just curious if you continue to watch that through its fruition.
This evening, and they are really, really close to one another. As the sun sets, look towards the west, and the first thing you'll see is Jupiter, be the brightest thing, and let it get a little bit darker, and then you'll see a little dot next to it. It's Saturn, and they're getting really, really close together.
What time do you do that? What time are you looking out west?
Shortly after sunset.
I got to where I'm flying my Mavic. No, my Spark. I'm flying my Spark from my office chair. It's too cold to go outside, so I take the Spark, set it outside, and then I lift off right there, and then I go up 400 feet and take 360 degrees panoramic views, and I'm looking over there into the sunset. But the sun's so bright, I just see big bright spot in the sky at the sunset. So I just wondered, how far do you let the sun go down before you start looking at pointing a telescope over in that direction?
It, you know, dark. But as it starts to get dark, the first thing that'll pop out will be Jupiter. And that'll be the brightest thing in the western sky. But the sky will still be, you know, fairly, you know, quasi-light at that point in time. And then you just wait until it gets a little bit darker and a little bit darker, and eventually it'll get dark enough, you'll see another little point of light right next to Jupiter, and that's Saturn.
Okay, my turn up in line. I got a few more questions. I'll bug you after I pull out of here. Anyway, KN4RJN, W4DJW.
KN4RJN, standing by.
And W4DJW, you still there?
JWKN4RJN, yep, I'm still here.
So what's going to happen next? Is that Saturn going to catch Jupiter and then they're both going to go over the cliff at the same time? Or what's next?
Which is, what, Monday? Yeah, Monday. They're going to look like one object, or almost one object. And then they'll start moving apart. They're not going to run into one another because they're actually, you know, quite a distance from one another, but it'll look like it from our perspective that they become one.
Saturn will be ahead of Jupiter, and then they'll be going down with Saturn going down first and Jupiter chasing Saturn?
Yeah, based on how they're moving and we're moving, it looks like it'll pass it, and then they'll start spreading out again.
Well, when's Betelgeuse going to blow?
A year or two ago, they thought it was going to happen, like, you know, within 25, 50 years, but it's gone through this brighten up and dim down and brighten up and dim down thing, and then it got really, really dim, and they thought it was getting ready to collapse, and then it got bright again, and so they're not so sure. So relatively soon, which in astronomical terms means sometime in the next 200,000 years.
Hey, I was watching a show where one of the scientists was saying she looks out there, looks out at Betelgeuse every night and says, blow up, blow up, and it's not blowing up, but it's on the edge of it. But I hear now that they're thinking some of those collapse directly into a black hole instead of blowing up. Instead of going supernova on some of the larger stars, instead of going supernova, they're so heavy that when it does the collapse, there's no explosion after the collapse. It just goes right into a black hole. Have you heard that?
There's a few of them they think might have gone that direction. Usually after it collapses, it basically rebounds. It bounces back because all that stuff gets crushed down and then it explodes, and there you're left with the host supernova. But of a particular mass, some of them will just collapse, and there's no rebound. So I'm looking at what I'm going to do for the Friday night tidbit, and I've got several things to choose from. I've got one about a device that will measure how hot your chili pepper is. I've got one about tiny sea monsters that lurked in the shadows about 240 million years ago. I got one about the record time set by X-rays traveling through a hydrogen molecule. Early American women hunted game. Dissovian DNA turned up in China. And the gut may train the brain's guards. And human body temperature may be dropping. You got any thoughts on that?
I think human body temperature is dropping. But they all sound interesting to me. I'll let you pick one out and surprise us all. I'm pulling in the driveway, and my antenna's about to go under the metal roof, so I'm going to have to quit transmitting. But anyway, enjoyed it. Looking forward to the net tonight. KN4RJN, W4DJW.
KN4RJN, 73's to you. Say hi to the missus. KN4RJN, I am clear.